whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Welcome to all Rock Antenna listeners. I'm Jule, and today we have Elin Loschon, Zach Anderson, André Quanstrom, Christopher Schande from Blues Pills as our guests. And it's nice to have you here.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Yeah, on the 2nd of August, you will release your new album, and we can actually say happy birthday, because birthday is the name of the album. And I start with the first question. So in 2018, you had quite a difficult time. You didn't know whether you should go on or actually continue with the band. And now a new album is at the corner. You are on tour right now. So how are you?
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, we're in a good place. We're just happy making music, and we're excited for the new album.
Yeah, okay. And touring.
So things are going great, you would say.
Yeah, right now, yes.
So you recorded the album. Are there any funny or unusual stories that happened during the making of your new album?
I mean, we recorded it in Recordia Studios outside of Gothenburg, and we got back to how it was from the beginning. We were sleeping on floors in the studio with our producer, and but it was a cool environment. It was a huge studio, so I wouldn't say it was like that bad or anything.
No, it was a really nice floor.
Yeah, exactly. And then in the mid of it, I found out I was pregnant. So that was that. That was pretty weird. That's story. No, but yeah.
Yeah, that was why it made sense to call the album Birthday. Mm. Because it just, I don't know. We had the song called Birthday, but then it, like, with her being having a kid and everything, it made sense.
You know? Yeah.
But you actually had a different story, because when you were like writing Birthday, it was a different story in it, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's so not about my kid.
Yeah, but I also thought that you will maybe call the album Birthday because of that. So it's also because of the pregnancy.
Yes, yeah. Okay. I mean, that's a good birthday. I'd say like the one the song is about, it wasn't that great, actually.
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
So, yeah. When is actually the birthday of your child? When was it?
5th of October.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
Libra, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I'm nice. Libra as well.
Yeah. It's good people.
So, what inspired you to the new album?
Oh, I don't know. Like, lots of different stuff. I think just we found joy again to write music and play together, and just like we say, like a birthday, like it almost felt like we started over again after Corona and everything and so on. So yeah, we saw music again from a new perspective, like how we used to feel before the whole machinery took place with the other albums that went, you know, very successful. So it's just like a fun making album, and we had lots of fun doing it.
Okay, great. So what do you usually do when you have a release like that? Because this time I know you are playing at Wacken, right?
Yeah.
When the album is coming out. So do you still do anything else that is special that you planned within the band celebrating?
I don't know.
We haven't really had any kind of like release party or anything, but we probably should do that.
Yeah.
Didn't we do that last time with Holy Moly at the biker club? Kind of.
Did we?
Well, it was like a bachelor party, but it was kind of like the Holy Moly like debut.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, we played at my friend's bachelor party. Yeah.
And that was the first time we ever played the Holy Moly
but
song.
But it wasn't our release, like.
But it was still a party.
Yeah, we should definitely throw a party. But I mean, we will be at Wacken, so.
Yeah, that'll be the party.
That'll be the party.
Yeah, it is a bar. Yeah. A party, I would say. Yeah. Okay, so I also listened, of course, to your songs. And Don't You Love It is your second single release from the album. And yeah, it just puts me in a good mood, I would say. But I tried to figure out what the song is about or what inspired you to the song. So maybe you know it better, probably. So what inspired you?
I mean, like I said, we were very happy during, I mean, especially during this this recording of this song. And it's just to enjoy life, basically, and not think about shit you've done, and just, you know, being in the now and try to have fun, even though it makes you like a buffoon. Rather be a buffoon and enjoy, you know, life, I guess. That's what I feel what it's about. But yeah,
I really like that song. So if you had to describe the whole album, because we just know two songs, what can we look forward to?
I mean, it's a bit schizophrenic, isn't it? Because it's like there's a lot of variation in the songs. Like Birthday is, that's like a very rock song. But then I think once people hear it like later in the album, there's softer songs as well. And so it's just like a continuation of what we've always done, but I think with even more extremes on both end of the spectrum, with like very heavy songs, but also soft songs.
Big variation, that's nice. So yeah, tomorrow you're playing in Germany, actually in the city where I studied.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, many people of us studied there because there's journalism.
All right.
In Eichstätt. So cool. Yeah, are you looking forward to the festival season in Germany?
Yes, of course, always. It's great to be back in Germany. And this is our first show since Sweden Rock, I think, in like last year. So it's going to be great playing at Open Air Emberg. Can't wait. But yeah, is it a nice city? Or
it's actually smaller, but it's really like old buildings, and it's pretty, I would say.
Nice.
So awesome. It's nice to walk in the streets, but it's kind of small. But I'm sure that many colleagues of mine are also there.
All right, awesome.
Because the Eichstätt Open Air is a big thing.
Yeah.
Also in the area, everybody's coming. So
that's awesome. Yeah, we enjoy the German crowd and the culture and the food and everything. So it's great to be back here.
So nice. It's also a small club, or but I don't know if you party afterwards.
Oh, there's a club.
Yeah, but it's nice. I don't know if it's actually open, but we have like it's called Nachtwächter. If you want to go there.
All right. Yeah, keep by here. We'll probably go there.
So maybe for an after party. So yeah, but it's like a little bit old and not that pretty, but yeah, fine. Okay. Over all the years you played together, have you developed any special rituals when you're like playing together before the gig?
Not really.
I think like everyone has their warm-ups that they do. Like Elin has her bubbles that she blows with like a glass tube into a bottle of water to like warm up the vocal cords.
Yeah, it sounds ridiculous, but it really helps.
Andrea is like in the corner on his drum practice pad, and Kriba has a warm up beer.
But you don't do anything. You don't stretch or anything.
No. Fully stretched.
And what about you, Zach? Do you also have something?
Yeah, I usually just like,
you sit and play, don't you?
I play some scales on the guitar and just get the fingers loose, I guess.
So you're doing it all on your own, the ritual, kind of. Okay, yeah. Ellen, you are described as sounding like Janis Joplin or Aretha Franklin. And how do you see this comparison?
Big names. I mean, I'm very flattered by it, but I don't. I mean, I will never sound like them, in my opinion, but it's very flattering for me because they're, I mean, great voices, timeless. So that's nice.
But you also have kind of your own voice. So
yes,
you
I think
are
so
unique
too. Yeah.
By yourself. So
Yes. I hope so.
Are you also going to festivals privately? So are you festival junkies?
I think like I get enough of it by just playing that. So like at least for me, it's like when I get back home, you're just enjoying the time off and being at home and relax a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I like to go to festivals, but it's not like I'm going every week, except if we're not playing. But
there's also like there isn't really that many festivals in Sweden to go to.
I mean, there is a few.
But not if you compare to Germany.
No, not Germany. But I went to, but that's not in German, that's in Holland, Jaron Air, and then I wasn't playing. I saw Turnstile and No Fun at All and a bunch of great, cool bands. And then I went to Lollapalooza, Stockholm. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess I'm a bit of a festival junkie.
Do you have a favorite drinking game?
No, I don't know. I barely drink. Like now, I actually had a few beers before we came here, but I haven't been drinking for so long. So
that was the first in like one and a half years.
So. Yeah, I think so. So feeling great now.
Amazing.
But yeah, so. Usually don't.
Okay. So you maybe can also explain the birthday story a little bit more that we can like...
Yeah,
that, like about, the story about the song.
The song, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, the song Birthday is written about an incident on my birthday in Mexico that went a little bit to shit. So I'm not going to go into detail, but it was a bit of a douchebag. So then we went home and we wrote a song about it. So yeah, that was nice, at least to gain a song from that shitty experience.
That's kind of positive.
Yes.
But do you have also like a favorite song by yourself, all of you, in the album that you like the most, that means the most to you personally?
Yeah, for me, I like the song Piggyback Ride, which is about wild pigs in my hometown. But I and I like it because it's so fun, it's so weird, it's so crazy sounding, and also like we tried different sounds, you know, during the production of it, and it was it's a fun song, and it's about the pigs in my town because they like got the disease from something, so. The whole town, they had to kill them all, and I'm a vegetarian, so I had to go out and kill all the pigs because they were spreading this disease, which is not good, you know, but it's, you know, it reeked pigs in the whole town. Okay, now I'm exaggerating, but I mean, it was terrible. So then, yeah, we got inspired from that, I guess.
But if it's so terrible, why are you inspired?
No, because I wanted to, like, it's a song about, like, what if we let the pigs live and then you end up riding on their back like a piggyback and just, like, letting them go free. But, of course, they can do that. But that was in my imagination of it. So, yeah.
Zach, what about you? Do you have a personal favorite song?
I think it changes all the time because it's... because the songs are so different. So it's like some days I can like Don't You Love It, that's like more upbeat, but other days there's like ballads. Like the next song we're going to release is called Top of the Sky, and that's a ballad, and that's one of my favorites as well. So
yeah, mine too.
That depends on the mood.
Christopher, what about you?
We got one song called Holding Me Back, and that is pure trauma.
Why?
We were playing a show.
Yeah.
And we were sort of stuck at this area for a couple of days. I'm not going to go into detail about it, but and it's just every time I hear it, I feel when Elin sings, like the trauma I felt being stuck in my little room. The shows were great, but we were just stuck. It was like a prison.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that one
okay. Gets
to me.
So what about you?
I was going to say the same song, actually.
Oh.
But that's because it's like it feels like a different style of song than what we've done earlier. It has like a grungy feeling to it.
Which one?
Holding me back. Oh. Yeah, it's a cool drum part. If I can be a bit of an ego here. But I mean, it varies. But I like that song though.
Nice. So I will end the interview with a more funny question, maybe a little bit silly. So if you were an animal, which animal will you be and why?
Oh, wow.
I would totally be a monkey.
Why?
Oh. Just relate to them.
What? Oh, my God. I'd probably be a bird or something because I would love to fly.
Yeah. I can eat bananas and you can fly.
Yes. But you're more like a, what's it called?
You're like a...
Siengonger.
You're like a tiger, Zach.
If you want to, Zach or Christopher.
I'm a lion on the Serengeti.
I think I'd be a ninja turtle.
Why?
Because I just always wanted to be one.
Really nice. Okay. So thank you very much for your answers. So, and thank you very much for your time. I hope you have a successful album release and of course a great tour, especially in Germany. And yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you for having us.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rockin' podcasts.